All right, we'll go ahead and continue with California Coach Sonny Dykes and the Golden Bears are on the road at Arizona on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Sonny, have you seen a dramatic change in kind of just the way your team carries itself since you won a couple of games and played some good football? I mean, is it different now compared to spring, compared to the preseason?
Yeah, I think it's different, not because we've won some games, just because I think we've won some games because it's different, if that makes sense. You know, I think our guys just are, you know, have grown up. They're more mature. They're more cohesive. They have more confidence. They've worked harder. You know, they're a year further along. All that stuff, you know, happened prior to, you know, them having some success. And I think, you know, I think honestly they expected to have some success just from the standpoint that they, you know, they worked really hard. And I think they, you know, we always talk about deserving the right to be successful. And I think they put themselves in a place where they had an opportunity to do it. And so, you know, we still, it's early, you know, still a lot of football to be played, but we're, you know, obviously in a much better place, you know, than we were a year ago. And like I said, I think it was more because of that than it was, you know, winning any games.
And what's different for Jared Goff this year? Just he seems like, obviously there's a mental and physical side to improving. Where do you see that stacking up for him?
Well, the biggest thing is just, you know, last year he was still learning the plays, you know, and you know, now he's run them all, you know, a couple hundred times, and everything is just, it happens faster. He sees things faster. He can anticipate better. You know, the receivers are a year better. I mean, everybody's just on the same page, a lot better than they were. And, you know, and the only way that you have growth at that position, the quarterback position, is by, you know, playing. And getting reps, and he's gotten a lot of reps. He got a lot of reps during the season last year. He got a lot of reps in spring football. He got a lot of reps over the summer, you know, just in the throwing that those guys did on their own. And then he got a lot of reps fall camp and in the first couple of ball games. So, you know, the more he plays, the better he's going to get. We think he's already pretty good, but we think he has a chance to be really good.
And what do you think it would mean for your team to get a Pac-12 victory, open with a Pac-12 victory on the road?
Oh, you know, just the same thing. Just, you know, kind of that's just part of building something is, you know, for us, and I think the good thing is our players don't really think in those terms. I mean, it's just all about going out and competing and having a chance to get better and improve and, you know, they haven't worried too much about playing a Big Ten team on the road, beat us a year before, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, I think for our guys, it's just, hey, look, we've put a lot of work in. We get to play 12 times a year. Let's make sure we go play the best we're capable of playing and let the chips fall where they may. And so, you know, that's kind of our guys. We don't talk about the other stuff very much other than, you know, we expect you to play hard and do your job and compete every single snap in the ball game, and you know, and then at the end of the game, we'll worry about what the scoreboard is.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, you don't have a huge body of work to evaluate with a new Solomon, only three games, but what are your initial thoughts watching him on film?
You know, I've been impressed with him. And they've played, you know, a couple of tight ball games, and I think he, you know, it seems to me that when the game gets tight, you know, he plays better. You know, I thought when things started to tighten up a little bit against UTSA, I thought he played well. I thought same thing last week against Nevada. You know, and I think that's a real sign of maturity, and I think that's impressive for a guy that's only played in three ball games. Obviously, he's a good athlete. You know, I think that's the one thing you notice. He's got good size. He moves around well. He's got a big arm. So from a physical standpoint, you know, he looks like he belongs. But to me, it's, you know, he does a nice job executing their offense. I mean, he really does. He makes good decisions. He, you know, for someone who hadn't played that much, you know, you can tell that those guys have done a good job coaching him up and getting him ready to play, and he's executing their offense well. And to me, that's what a good quarterback does. He does what you ask him to do, and he executes their offense very well.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Doing well. Doing well.
Coach, I'm doing a little feature on an assistant, and I don't want to butcher his name, but I think it's Garrett Sacheray.
Yeah, Garrett.
That?
Uh-huh. You got
okay,
it right.
There you go.
That's a hell of a job for the first time.
You know, I had a little help. But, Coach, last year defensive end, this year linebackers, he's coached – like a dozen different positions in the last decade only. Just can you tell me about what he's able to do, sort of switching from position to position?
Yeah, I knew Garrett way back when. We worked together in 1998 when we were assistants at Northeast Louisiana, which is now Louisiana Monroe. I believe at that time he was coaching tight ends. He had been a defensive coach prior to that, and so I was a receiver coach. He was a tight end coach, so we had a chance to work together then. And that's kind of when I, you know, just had an opportunity to work with him. And you know, the thing that struck me was just he's a really good guy, cares about his players, you know, one of those guys that you would want coaching your son. You know, was obviously a good recruiter. You know, I know he recruited a lot of good players to Arizona when he was there as an assistant. And then I had an opportunity to hire him at Arizona. And to me, I needed to hire somebody that at that point was, you know, and Mike Stoops was great because he let me – I have some input on making some of the hires, and I really appreciated Mike for doing that. And so Garrett, you know, at that time coached running backs for us, and you know, we felt like you know, he had coached enough different positions where, you know, he really knew the game. We thought it was nice to have somebody who was coaching on offense who had been a defensive coach and could talk in defensive terms, and came in and did a really good job for us coaching running backs, and then you know, and then I moved on and, you know, had an opportunity to hire him here, and he spent most of his career on defense, but in primarily coaching linebackers. And so he coached the DNs for us last year, and then moved to his natural position, linebackers, this year. So, you know, the great thing about him, he's very versatile, obviously. You know, he really knows football, and he knows it from both sides. He's been a special teams guy as well. So, you know, he can wear a lot of different hats and wear them well and have experience in all those different aspects. And as I said, he's still, you know, still a really good guy and a great recruiter and, you know, just a really good guy to have on your coaching staff.
You know, Coach, I think we just sort of naturally envision each of these coaches sort of really focusing on their own position and maybe not even having a say, you know, at the other side of the ball or even with another, you know, position within the defense or offense. But, you know, here you have a guy who's, like you said, coached on both sides and for a long time been on both sides. It's not like he's only 1 year on defense or offense. How collaborative is the effort with a guy like him? I mean, is he making pointers to you on things that even have nothing to do with the position he deals with?
Well, you know, a lot of that depends on, you know, kind of how you, you know, how the head coach wants his staff. You know, I always want guys to have input and always value everybody's opinion. And as you said, it's more of a collaborative effort, and that's not the way everybody does it. But, you know, that's one thing as I said, when he was coaching offense for us, you know, we had all been guys that had kind of come up in the, you know, the Mike Leach system with Seth Luttrell and Bill Beedenbow and the guys that were on the staff before David Nickel. You know, we were all kind of came up in that system, and it was good for Garrett to be involved with us because, you know, he could say, well, look, this is what was really hard on us defensively. Well, when they did this with the back, you know, that was really difficult. Okay, if you show this, you know, then their linebackers are going to do this. And so from that perspective, it was really good for us. I think it helped, you know, helped us understand defensive structure and, you know, how to be able to move defenders and manipulate those guys, maybe then had a little better understanding than maybe we did before. And, you know, and I think he's been able to do that everywhere he's ever been.
And one last thing, Coach, and I got this from Ryan Finley, who I know you know. He believes that Garrett was in your wedding as well, and that you guys are really close. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we like I said, we got to be close when I was at Louisiana Monroe, and kind of have always stayed in touch through the years. And you know, it was nice to have an opportunity to work with him at Arizona, and then you know, work with him again here at Cal.
Awesome. Coach, thanks so much.
Okay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? All right. Hearing none, that'll do it. So I appreciate your time, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, we'll see you.